91X now presents In Touch with Quinty, conversation and information about issues that matter to our community.
From inside the castle, nothing could be heard but angry shouts and the clash of metal against metal. The torches were held by enemy soldiers, armed to the teeth with daggers, spears, and scimitars. The great wooden gates, old and frail from neglect in the past decades of peace, had been broken in by a battering ram, and men rushed in by the hundreds. The castle had been taken by surprise in the night, and most of the guards were either dead or fighting for their lives. Everyone in the castle, from the king himself to the lowest servant, was given a weapon to defend themselves. Soon, knights in shining armor emerged from the castle to meet the attackers, their shields and broadswords ready to strike. With a mighty crash, they collided with the enemy, and the battle turned into a blur of twisted metal and armor. Bodies littered the ground around them, and blood-curdling cries echoed throughout the courtyard. For a moment, the brave knights seemed to be holding the nomad invaders back, yet the enemy soldiers kept coming and coming. The brave warriors slowly tired, allowing the invaders to push past them and into the castle walls. The doors were smashed open, and the attackers charged through the many corridors, their dark shadows disappearing around the many corners of lamplit stone.
What you've just heard was Don Lucas reading an excerpt from The Flame of Adventure. Donald Lucas is a publisher with Drawn Forth. Don, can you tell us a little bit about your company?
Sure, Jake. Yeah, we started a few years ago with the purpose of, you know, creating like a kind of a grassroots publishing company to work with local authors and artists, and you know, really kind of try and work with people who either had, you know, fairly little experience in the publishing industry, or, you know, who had a lot of potential and were very young and in the community and whatnot.
Who are some of those authors?
So the first book that we published was written by Ahmad Talisman, and he is in Ottawa, and it was illustrated by David Alexander, who's a painter and an artist here in Belleville. Some of the other authors that we were working with are Justin Patrick, who is the author of the book that we just read an excerpt from, and the illustrator we mentioned earlier, David Alexander. We're publishing a book that he's written as well. And another local author, William Wismer, is another author we're working with.
And when you look at an author's work, what do you look for when it comes to publishing? What are the kind of stories you're interested in putting out there?
So at kind of like a very general level, we're looking kind of for stuff geared to children, young adults, teenagers. But we kind of have two things we look for when someone submits something to us. One is, you know, what's kind of the quality of the work? Is it something that, you know, is ready to be published? Yeah. Is it something that has potential? Or does it need a little too much for us to kind of be able to put in a good amount of time to get it ready? The other main thing, and this is more important to us, is what is the content? Is it something that's kind of uplifting, or you know, deals with subjects that, you know, contribute to our understanding of the world around us? We really look for positive themes and things that are going to make us better for reading it. And and that could be something as simple as, you know, the writing and the quality of the art here is just so beautiful that it's inspiring in that way. But we also look for what the content's showing us.
And as a reader, what types of books do you enjoy?
I've always been a fan of fantasy and science fiction, but also very like classical literature. Kind of a little bit of everything, I guess. Some of my favorite books, you know, are by Isaac Asimov or Fyodor Dostoevsky. But I also kind of like your very basic, you know, young adult fantasy kind of series as well, and science fiction.
And the book you were reading from earlier, The Flame of Adventure, what's that one about?
So the very basic level, it's about a boy and a talking goat who are on a quest to save the world, or, you know, in their minds, the world, but really it's this kingdom that they live in this universe. And, you know, kind of this character's growth along the way as a kind of a young protagonist who's, you know, who wants to do right by the community around him and the world around him, but also faces a number of struggles along the way. So fairly typical as far as, you know, I guess coming of age, young adult, heroic kind of fantasy tales.
So, Don, how did you get into publishing?
It was kind of a long process. A number of different sort of events or interactions kind of led me to it. The first was that a friend of mine, Steve Salmanu, who's an author in Stirling, he wrote a number of books a number of years ago and self-published some of them. And so, you know, I started working with him to kind of go through some of the stories that he hadn't published yet and look at ways to do that. And I didn't really know anything about it at the time or what to do. And then I was in Ottawa at a wedding and just happened to have a conversation with someone who was telling me about how they self-publish some of their works and some different strategies that are available to that. And I found it really interesting. So then I came back to Stirling, and I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and you know, talking about publishing some of her children's stories. And at that point, you know, I'd had some of these other conversations before, and I was like, "Yeah, like publishing is a very sort of complicated industry to get into." And we were talking about a lot of the struggles of, you know, as someone who's never published a book, getting your first book, you know, out there into the marketplace. And it basically ended up with us realizing that, you know, maybe we should try this on our own instead of going to some of these other publishers. And, you know, so we talked about this over the next few months, I guess, and I was able to have some conversations with a few other authors and a few other artists, and I met someone who was the former chief editor at McGraw-Hill, I think, and basically what I got from all of these conversations was that, yeah, this is a great idea. You should try and move forward with this. So we kind of, you know, looked around at a few people that we knew were kind of writing some stories. I held some kind of auditions and looked over some of their work. And then things just started falling into place. And we were like, oh, I guess this is happening. And that's how I ended up in publishing.
So this was a fairly long process. Like how long, like all these events, like how long did this stretch over?
Probably like before we actually made a decision to start a publishing company, I'd say at least 4 to 6 months.
Okay.
Of just kind of thinking about these little things, not necessarily thinking that it would end up being a publishing company. I was looking to kind of do something, something new, something different. I took a year off after I graduated university to volunteer, and it was kind of during that volunteer period that I was having a lot of these conversations. And I started that in April, and we ended up starting the publishing company, I think, that September. So from April to September, I guess, was the time period that we were having these conversations.
Okay. So you said you're working on putting out 4 stories now?
Yeah, I think there's a few more than that, all at different stages of production.
Yeah, different stages in the development process.
Yeah. Some we've accepted, and they're kind of, you know, we're working on doing some edits, getting them to a place where we think it's publishable. A lot of them, and kind of the bottleneck that I find, and maybe it's just because I don't really understand the art side very much, but the bottleneck I find is working to get illustrations done. It's a little bit of a longer process because, you know, you're kind of forcing collaboration between, you know, an author and an illustrator and ourselves as the publisher, and trying to figure out, like, you know, what is it that each of these people, these agents in this project, what does everybody want, and try and find a way to unite our visions so that we end up with something that everyone's happy with and hopefully is kind of the best result for that work.
Okay. So of all your stories, which one's the closest to publication, and when do you think that one's going to come out?
Mm-hmm. So there's one that we're hoping to publish very soon, and it's called Alfie Bates and the Number 9 Clan, and it is by local Belleville author and illustrator David Alexander. And so what it is, it's an alphabet book for kids, but the vocabulary is a little bit more advanced than what you would see with normal children's alphabet book. And so, yeah, we're hoping to publish that first as an ebook, hopefully later on this year, and then do a print edition as well after that.
So you did start with kids' picture books. That was the first book you put out.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're taking on novels. You're doing more young adult and youth-themed novels and all that. So when did you decide to start taking on novels as opposed to just kids' picture books and stuff like that?
Actually, it happened in the opposite order.
Okay.
We when we first started, we were like, we'll take anything. And the submissions were just kind of overwhelming. You know, we'd receive novels and poetry and children's books and all of these things. And the first book that we accepted was a children's book. Another book that we were working on was a children's book. And the first book that we wanted to get ready for publication was a children's book. So we kind of looked at all of that and said, why don't we focus on children's books right now? And some of these adult novels and whatnot, we'll send them back to the authors. You know, it's not really a rejection at this point, but we wanted to narrow our focus and really learn about this. We received a few submissions that weren't necessarily children's books, but weren't necessarily novels geared towards adults. And so we said, okay, well, let's expand children's publishing to young adult publishing. So kind of anything pre-adult is what we wanted to work with. And the reason being is that because we're trying to focus on content that's kind of uplifting and positive and, you know, that we can learn from, we thought what better age group to do that with than young people.
Okay. So you've got a lot of books on your plate. You're trying to get ready for publication, put out there. Do you have any, like, what are your future plans for Drawn Forth? Where do you see this company going?
It's a good question. I mean, we've had a lot of ups and downs in the last year or two as we try and, like, synthesize some of the stuff we've learned and try and apply it to our new sort of vision. I think what we'll end up seeing a little bit is that we still with our primary focus of, you know, contributing to the world around us through literature and art, is that we'll probably end up looking at some other forms of art. So not necessarily just the written word, you know, but maybe work on some other things like some videos or something like that. And you know, and you know, visual arts, because we have such a great network of artists that we've been working with. So how do we then, you know, if illustration isn't their primary outlet, you know, how do we then help them, you know, contribute to the world around us in our society, our community, through their art as well. So those are kind of some of the things we've been thinking about. We always have a lot of ideas that we're throwing around, and obviously we can't bring them all to the forefront and work on them all at once, or we'd be pretty overwhelmed. But I like to think that we don't say no immediately to anything. We're fairly open about what we could be working on, what kind of options are out there, and always kind of reflecting and revising what it is that our vision entails.
I'd like to thank Donald Lucas for speaking with us today. This has been Jacob Story with QNET News. Thank you for listening.
This has been In Touch with Quinty, heard weekly at this time on Alternative Radio 91X.